thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the Gospel of John together, both on Sunday morning during our FaceTime teaching series, as well as in our Drivecast. And today we're going to be taking a look at John chapter 4, verses 31 through 38. And here Jesus has just finished having his conversation with the Samaritan woman, where he revealed to her that he was the Messiah. He was the one who had been promised throughout the Old Testament, who would come to save his people. And this woman, the Samaritan woman who hears him talk and they have this conversation, she returns to her village to let the people know that she has met the Messiah and that they need to come with her to meet him as well. And as all of this is going on, Jesus's disciples return to the scene. We're told that they had left to go and purchase some food. And when they saw the Samaritan woman leave, they kind of caught the tail end of her conversation with Jesus. They began to encourage Jesus to have something to eat. It had likely been a while since they had any food. And Jesus responds to his disciples by saying, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." And they took this very literally, and they began to wonder, where did Jesus get this food from? Was he hiding some snacks in his pockets? Did somebody bring him something? Did he order some Uber Eats? Like, where did he get this food from? To which Jesus responds to them in verse 34 through 38, and I'm gonna read it here. This is Jesus speaking. He says this, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Now, don't you have a saying, 'It's 4 months until the harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. They can rejoice together. Thus, the saying goes, 'One sows and another reaps' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." And here, as Jesus often did, he is using this agricultural illustration with his disciples that they would have understood. And he said that the spiritual fields, they were ripe for harvest, meaning that there were souls, there were people who were ready to receive the kingdom of God in their life. And the disciples had been sent to reap a harvest. Although they had not planted the seeds, although they were not the ones who had labored and planted and watered, they would get to reap a harvest. And I think there's two helpful points of application that we see from this passage. And the first one is this: it's to see the field in front of you, to see the field that's in front of you. Jesus told his disciples, "Open your eyes and look at the fields." And I just wonder, how often do we miss the harvest fields that are right in front of us? The people in our life that are ready to receive the kingdom of God in their life. Whether it's coworkers, it's family members, it's neighbors, it's people in our community, but God has placed us where we are on purpose for a purpose. And there are fields that are ripe for harvest. But so often we live our lives with these blinders on, where we're focused on our own lives and our own problems and our own situation, and we miss the fields that are right in front of us. So the first point is to see the field that's in front of you. And then secondly, be prepared to reap the harvest. We need to be in a position when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our walk with Jesus, where we are ready to share our faith with somebody, to invite somebody to follow Jesus as well. Peter writes this in 1 Peter chapter 3. He says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have." He says, always be prepared to give an answer. Meaning, be prepared to share your faith. Be prepared to explain what you believe. Don't miss the opportunities that God has placed right in front of you to reap a harvest in your life. So here's just a very simple prayer that I want to encourage you to pray today, for all of us to pray, and it's this: God, help me to see the harvest that's right in front of me. God, help me to see the harvest that's right in front of me. Help me to see the mission field that you have sent me into, that there are fields with people who are ready to believe and trust in Jesus, and help us to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that we have in Jesus. So let me take a moment to pray for us, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for this reminder that you have sent us into the world to reap a harvest, that there are fields all around us that are ripe for a harvest. And we simply need laborers who are willing to go into the fields and to share the message of salvation in Jesus. God, help us to see the fields that are right in front of us, and help us to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that we have in Jesus. We pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.